What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said Spike Stick 1, Spike Stick 2, Spike Stick 3. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of Spike on the Mic Show. I just had a funny, and I'm gonna remind y'all about my funny once I do the rest of the introductions. We're coming at you from 6 feet away and all over this place called the United States of America. And we are coming here to put some eardrums, some naughty eardrums in your, some knowledge and some fun in your eardrums. As I said, I am the Spike on the Mic, and we're coming at you from 6 feet away. But the reason I'm saying we, ladies and gentlemen, is because I'm not here alone. I can't do this alone. The guy who's putting the music in your ears, going the left ear, out the right ear, we like to call him the one, the only, PW, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who didn't think up something cool to be sticking.
Only been 16 years, man. God.
I know. I was busy.
Okay, well, you know what? You know what? Last week, we had to fight through the pain. But this week, we are live and in charge. This is why we're here, ladies and gentlemen. This is why we're right here.
I don't know why you say that.
Watch, because the reason we're here is because the voice of reason is here. Voice of reason, how you sticking?
Yeah.
That's exactly how about why.
Sticking like a guy who forgot to unmute. Well, thank you for that excellent introduction, Spike.
Well, I was like, what's the sticking part?
I'm sticking like a guy who has a brand new connection from his a water meter to his house. New pipe, all new pipe from the water meter to the house. And new gas pipe from the gas meter to the house.
Oh, so, well, so
I'm
now you
sticking
can watch
like a guy with all new stuff. And a guy with a brand new storm door.
You can wash and clean now and take care of the weather. Man.
Yep.
Wow, you doing nice over there.
This has been a big week for us.
Yes, there we go. And this CTW, this is why we're here. We need to know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are things that you guys need to know.
Serious. Well, something else we need
I have
to know.
A new wireless phone charger. Mm. It's in the mailbox right now, and I haven't gotten it yet.
It's not your turn, Paul.
Yeah.
No, but he said that this is, you know, the kind of thing I should say, and I didn't say anything good.
You're trying. Trying to upstage me now.
Yeah, it's not your turn, because your turn it is. It's the man who has a brand new flip phone no more. Now he's into the Apple computer world. He is the one, the only. Hanging Chad, how you sticking?
I am sticking like a guy who finally got his voice back, because I got a setup here and I'm coming in loud and clear.
Oh, man.
You are sounding like they say, crystal clear. That
like
is awesome.
Crystal.
Like butter.
Welcome back, Chad. I just said that to myself.
Dulcet undertones, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when you lean into that mic and speak softly, it sounds beautiful.
Yep.
Go ahead. Hello, everybody. This is Chad coming into your eardrums.
Oh, God.
That's an after midnight voice.
Is this love lines that we're doing on here?
Oh, yeah.
Call me. No, don't call me.
And so we'll go ahead and round off this awesome group of resistant fighters with the lovely, the talented, the crack pipe research analyst. This is the one, Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I am sticking like an ice pack to my wrist.
Oh, what, that's nice.
Broke wrist? You said that real fast, and I thought you said something else.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Last week, you was all... What did Beyonce say? Putting a ring on it, but now
it's
looking good.
I ice it sometimes. It is
that your exercise? Do the single lady dance?
That's it.
Actually, yes, that's one of them. All the single ladies.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
really.
That's as far as I can. Even this, I can go like this, but this is as far as I can go.
Oh, okay. Oh well.
Well, you'll be single a little bit longer.
I still have to ice it a bit. Like I have more exercises. I started physical therapy. So right. I have more exercises that I have to do on a daily basis. And, you know, after that, it's usually a little sore. So I ice it a little bit.
Is your middle finger working okay?
It's working just fine.
That's all you need, baby.
See, for radio, I don't have to bleep that out.
Yeah. Everyone else who's watching this is close your eyes.
Right.
Hey, Nabbit, remember I said before the introduction, I said I had a funny I wanted you guys to remind me about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was just about to bring up this funny because before the show was going on like maybe an hour or so before, we got the reminder about the show and we got a text from one gas man that says, I'm up. And then when we start the show, there was no gas. So I was pretty sure.
Yeah.
Everything that said that he was in China somewhere, dreaming and sleeping. So, but he just ruined my funny. Gas man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a virgin on prom night, man. Tonight might be Coach.
Yes, really. Tonight, listen, you're talking about
the last game, and we might lose to North Carolina, dude.
Right. That's going to be a topic of one of our topics. We're going to talk about that, and I'm glad you're here because you are one of the few only Dukeans that I know.
Oh, what's the Dukeian?
A blue devil.
Yeah, the Dukeians. I don't know. Anyway.
You guys follow a lot of teams.
Oh, ooh, man.
Me?
You know, are a lot of teams.
Yeah,
but you're fans of everybody.
Yeah, that's
like Steelers, Dukeians.
Yes. Yeah, but let me say this about the gas man. He just shows up late on purpose.
I know.
You know, when we used to do the show at Hooters, I would go to the bathroom before the show, you know, to try to avoid going to the bathroom during the show. And I would see the gas man in Hooters sitting at the bar. And yet he would still show up a few minutes late.
You know. Look, PW is called talent. Okay?
Yeah, is that what it is?
that's how big talents do it, you know? You got it.
He's muted and he's talking to us.
Yes.
Well, he does need to.
Fashionably late.
Yeah.
Thank you, Philly, for defending it. All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, this is the, you have just heard from the resistance fighters, and we are going to resist all your egos and efforts to try to ruin what we are known as the number one award deserving show here on the radio and on our other platforms.
Yes.
So now we got that out of the way. I had something else to say, but let's go ahead and finish our introductions. Wait a minute. Voice Reason, you raise your hand. You have something you want to say?
And a tip of the hat to your excellent How You're Sticking segment of the show.
Oh, God.
Dude, we missed that.
There's something on your nose,
yeah.
Steve.
Could you wipe that?
Could you wipe that off of your nose?
Oh,
tip your hat. Well, listen, speaking of on your nose, we are the only caller-driven road show where we love to pick up hitchhikers. So you can give us a call at 813-699-3900. Again, that's 813-699-3900. You call, you will be able to drive the show because we love hearing from you. And if you call and the line is busy, leave a message. We have the technology where we will play your message, good, bad, or indifferent, on the show. So you can drive. It'd be like a Tesla. It'd be a self-driving car. So you leave your message and we'll let you drive when we get the message. Comprende?
This would be like one of those short little things where you have so much time to leave a message, and then we could have like a stack of them and play them.
Okay.
Like tweeting. Like
it's cute that he said stack.
Okay, that'd be great.
This is letting it hang there for a while.
We'll have two.
I mean, we get about what? Yeah. 20, 30 calls, and maybe they're only allowed to be like 30 seconds each. So
yeah.
That would be an entire show.
Yeah, really? Good idea, PW.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. I haven't been drinking, so that's the problem. Oh. Good idea, Voice of Reason. Don't let them steal our thunder. These are resistant fighters. Don't let them steal our thunder, right?
I guess not. No, whatever you say, Spike.
There you go.
Feeling around here.
Something. Whatever I say, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about, we love to do things on this Caller Driven Show. We love to talk about at least three, one, two, three things.
I know what they are.
The you past, know? The present, and the future.
Oh, man. Ooh.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. Okay, we're good. We're not be muted because sometimes we have to check our mute button. All right, so.
Oh, it's too bad that Kim is in here. She would have seen you rowing.
Oh, yeah.
So with that being said, let's go ahead and give a huge, huge, big shout out to our participating sponsors.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Yeah.
I don't think it's race season, so we're just happy.
It is totally race season.
Yeah, it's in the middle of it.
What are you talking about, dude?
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought they moved it. I thought they moved it. God.
Hey, no, let me get your booty kicked in North Carolina, man. Come on, man. It is race
season. Go ahead. So, speaking of the sponsors, though, are we supposed to get some kind of swag from Pisces Designs? Because
yes.
I could totally send her my measurements. She could send me a pretty scarf God. To wear, or, you know.
That is, I'm glad you mentioned that because I'm still in cahoots or conversations with her about all the swag that she's trying to give us. And I'm trying to say, you know.
She's trying to give us swag?
I want the
And you're
swag.
Like saying, no, wait.
I get texts and I'm trying to, okay, what happens is I want to discuss it with the resistance fighters first.
Yeah, but you never discuss it with us.
We want swag.
All right, so let's discuss it right now. I would like
there is a pre-show.
Yeah, I would like a big, swag. Thick yeah. gold we chain.
Wait. Dad, you dropped out for a second. Say what you want.
I would like a big, thick gold chain. That would be nice.
No, I don't know if that's merchandise that they have. It is. Go ahead, Bills.
I would enjoy anything that she would give me. I see in the little clip that we have there for her, she makes these really gorgeous scarves.
She does.
Yeah. Any jewelry, hats, oh beautiful dresses. I'll send her my measurements.
She hit me up the other day and said there's a new shipment of inventory stuff coming in and let resistance fighters know and we can get with them. And I keep saying, okay, yeah.
Right, I want a VIP card to Hooters so that when I go to the bar, I don't have to pay for my beer.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, you know, that doesn't actually happen.
Don't we all?
Oh, that's too much? Oh, no. You guys can get gold chains, but I can't get a free beer?
No. Even when they did the show at Hooters, they recorded the show at Hooters, they didn't get free beer.
They still had to pay.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, you know, I was like, let's not disparage the old VIP cards.
Yes. Yeah, Spike really. Has a VIP card. Yeah. And yeah, he does one. Not get free beer.
it's close enough.
I'm bathroom privileges.
Yeah, really.
Bathroom privileges.
I think it.
Which at Hooters, we don't know. I'm not sure.
Actually, and Hooters keep asking us about us, what we've been up to and how's it going.
When are we coming back, man? When are we coming back?
Maybe not. Let's just make them sweat a little longer.
All right. Now, here's what I'm thinking. When I get my new car,
you get a new
sometime
car?
Sometime in the next 2 weeks, I have to wait for it. I pre-ordered it. Then it'll be time for me to come out there to Hooters. I'm thinking.
Ooh, that's how you.
Let's have a meeting and decide when we're gonna do the show.
Yes, Yeah, all right. That'll be the first thing I do with my new car is we'll all just go out and have a meeting.
Have a tea.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
And then I, on the way home, I can wreck my new car.
I was like, well, I say that.
Yeah, really.
The only I would still have to drive to, for the, not all the time, but I would still, for most of the time, have to join remotely.
Yes. I know. Yeah, well, definitely. We definitely would definitely leave that capability there.
Yeah.
I'm all down for that.
I like the way he says that because he doesn't have to make it possible.
You made it possible last time. You worked it out.
Yeah, I know.
He just doesn't remember. I can see it by the look on his face. He doesn't remember
no
how he did it.
I have no idea how I did it. Yeah.
You can do it, Daddy.
Mm.
All right, so yeah.
Get Hooters to send a car for you. Back
yes.
and forth.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, this sponsor stuff is more than y'all think it is. But we'll get with Prices Design. Send us.
But if you go back to recording it on location, Chad and I still could join everyone. Like not all every time we record, but we could still.
I bet
drive
you Chad would be there every time.
Like once a year.
No, every
maybe.
Time.
Maybe.
Great. I thought you were moving over here.
Yeah, really.
That's like a year away.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, the market's got to crash because I can't afford anything. This job doesn't pay as well as our fans may think.
And the market might crash. I keep reading that they're thinking a bubble's going to happen.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting with a pen because I'm ready to pop that. Pop it.
Are we still in the intros? Because I don't know where.
Yeah. I don't know. I think so, we're almost over.
We did the sponsors. So we still have to do the
we did
cow the chip and the big A word.
Oh, okay. Mike, you let this program get completely out of control.
Yeah,
it's time for you to go back and start taking some control, giving us some organization.
Maybe we should start it over.
Some guidance that we desperately need.
You think?
Let's do a show of just four intros.
Mike, am I to take it?
Hey, can
you come with no topics today?
Yeah, no, wait a minute. Can I just say this? This is why, ladies and gentlemen, this is why we are award deserving.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. If we didn't do this, we'd actually have an award.
Yeah. Honorable mention of something.
Yeah. Speaking of honorable mention, honorable mention.
Yeah.
Did y'all see the post from what's the radio station? 96.7 Sunshine?
Yes. Sunshine 96.7.
Yeah. PW, saw it. They posted something about the Spike on the Mic show, the fastest hour in radio that you won't get back.
Yeah, the fastest and funniest hour in radio. Yeah.
That you won't get back. I love that part.
No, it didn't say that.
It didn't?
Oh, it didn't? Because that would have been perfect and hilarious.
A Twitter post, or where was this posted?
Oh, maybe somebody posted it and commented that they'll never get that hour back. Yeah.
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 I don't know. I'll send y'all the tweet or the post.
It's probably a sponsor.
Speaking of some Facebook posts, somebody posted just the other day that they would rather hear us on the real radio.
No way. You guys
Wait, then
really
what?
Do you have fans
out
there?
Then what? Then rather hear us than...
Than Mo.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, they said he should be on the Calta show and Spike should be on with us.
Yes.
The moment that Spike lost his career in radio.
I know who that is. I know who that is.
it's a terrestrial radio thing down here in Tampa. So
we call that real radio.
Yeah. When you have the talent, you have the talent. Don't apologize for
That's true. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
When it rains, it pours, right?
Well, the world will wake up to how talented we are.
Yes. Speaking of how talented we are, we're expecting a phone call from a movie.
Oh, that's right.
A music producer, radio song rapper kind of individual, and also we have a brand new Spike the Peace Theater.
We have two new Spike the Peace Theaters.
Brand new. This is going to be incredible. I can think of a word to say.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Let's go ahead and do a big A word of the day.
Oh. Okay.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh.
Oh, nice. Billy, you are right on McTimeo. All right.
That was real screechy.
Yeah, really. This big A
you
word
hit a different octave.
Yeah.
This big A word of the day is something I was running a little late. So I'm thinking you guys may know what this is. So I'm going to play it three times and we'll determine if we know who what it is. And we will reveal the big A word of the day at the end of the show.
End of the show.
End of the show. So here we go. Let me know if you guys hear it. The big A word of the day is
inane. Inane. Inane.
Inane. Yes.
Yes,
perfect, perfect secret word for our show.
Oh, exactly.
I was thinking the same thing. I call you bait. Yeah, all righty. Okay, so
exactly. Spell it. Wait, spell it for me real quick. I just want to make sure I'm spelling it right.
I-N-A-N-E.
N-E. That's what I got. Okay, so that I put it in the chat just in case anybody needed to see it.
Yes. All right. Inane. That is a big A word of the day. And so we go around the room. PW, do you know what inane is?
I absolutely do.
All right. Billy, do you know what the word inane is?
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Yeah, I figured this. And PW, voice of reason?
I'm going to have to say I've heard it many times. I sort of have an inkling of what it means, but no, I don't know exactly what it means.
Wow.
He's just trying to be contrary.
All right. How about hanging Chad? Do you know what inane means?
I think so. People usually call, or I get called this sometimes, but I think it has an S in it.
No, then, yeah, no, that's different. Letter. That's insane. Yeah.
That's insane. How about you, Jazz?
Okay, then I don't know it.
Yes, for once I do know what that word is. I know exactly what it means. Yes, I am
so proud of myself because I've been giving out big A words a day, and the resistant fighters are learning, ladies and gentlemen. Their mind learning things, you know.
We are expanding.
Not this one. I don't.
Yeah.
Lacking aim.
This one, yeah. So this is good. We're going to reveal what the word, big A word of the day is at the end of the show. But right now, before we do this, let's go ahead and see if I get this couch up in real quick.
Yeah. Right.
Again, this is couch up that you guys may have already know, but the couch up is something that we're trying to say that people may say, huh, I did not know that. And these cow chips comes from movie faux pas or things that happened in movies that didn't seem to work. And I don't have a title for it. I'll just say this one. You guys remember the big phrase, we're going to need a bigger boat?
Yes.
Yes.
Jaws.
You guys remember
1977.
Look at Gas Man with the year.
Whoa. Yeah, really. Well, the phrase, we're going to need a bigger boat, was never written into the script.
That is correct.
What is hell? So, you know,
I lived it.
During the filming of this thing, that was a running joke that the cast would always say. Like when something would go wrong or there'd be a mishap, the catchphrase was, we're going to need a bigger boat. And so during that scene, something had happened or they saw the big fish come out of the water on the boat. And
it was the first shot of a shark actually on film, the first shot. When a shark swam past the boat, and Roy shot it back in there and said, we're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, and they left it in there, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
I have some other ones. Yeah.
I should mention that when I saw Jaws in the theater, I did my best imitation of a tall person.
Tall person.
When that scene happened, and the shark came out of the water, I said, hey!
He yelled at the screen.
I yelled at the screen like a tall person. Yeah.
It didn't come out of the water in that particular scene when they first saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But Jaws was the first movie I ever went to see as a kid. My auntie took me and my brother and sister. That's the first movie I ever went to see was Jaws.
Nice.
First movie theater I ever saw.
Why are you doing that? I'm thinking, what was the first movie you ever seen? Let's go around the room and ask the resistance fighters.
Ooh.
Oh, that is a good one there. Voice of Reason. Do you remember?
I remember two of the first movies I've ever saw. One was Tarzan, and the other one was Darby O'Gill and the Little People.
That's such a voice answer.
But we went to the Circle Theater downtown Indianapolis, and I think that might have been two different occasions.
All right, Billy's.
No, I don't think so. It's hard for me to say because my parents were basically kids when they had us. So they took us. No, seriously, they took us everywhere. So if
I feel like you guys probably, are gypsies.
Pretty much. So we probably were going to the movies like since birth. They would, if they went to the movies, we went to the movies with them. So I can't remember really the first movie. I can give you two very early movie experiences. One was seeing Puff the Magic Dragon at Radio City after the Christmas Spectacular.
Wow.
And that was probably like 1976 or something. And then the second one was seeing Star Wars in Manhattan.
Oh, yeah.
I remember going into the theater. I remember coming into the theater. We actually got there a little bit late. So it was already the scene where C-3PO and R2-D2 are in the desert walking around. That's when we went into the theater. I think we even sat on the floor because it was so packed. It was, yeah, it was crazy. It was an amazing movie theater experience.
Hey, Chad, do you go back in your memory bank?
The one I don't remember, but my mom said it was my first movie that she took me to was Jungle Book, and I cried all the way through it.
Oh.
And then the one that I do remember is Top Gun, and it was so full, I had to sit in the
Wow.
And I love Top Gun, and we had just looked straight up, and it, like, my neck hurt the whole time, but I was a kid, and I just didn't even care, and then I had to go get the plane.
It is still his favorite movie to this day. Yep.
And my little brother.
Have you seen it?
No, my little brother's birthday came up.
Hang on,
yes, man. So my little brother's birthday came up shortly after that, and my mom always felt guilty getting one of us a gift and the other one not a gift. So we both got presents on each other's birthday, and on his birthday he got the bogey and I got the F-15. And still to this day, he brings that up. He is so butthurt about it.
Wait, hold on a second. Are you and your brother's birthday close?
April and June, but you know,
yeah.
Mom just wanted to give both of them a gift. She felt guilty only giving one of them a gift.
Well, the idea was that we could play together,
right?
But then, little did she know, he grew up to an adult and has never let that go. Gasly, what were you saying?
Oh, she was trying so hard.
Have you seen the trailer? Have you seen the trailer to the new Top Gun? Never.
No, but I know it's coming, and I'm super excited.
Dude,
so we'll have to.
It is awesome.
Yeah, when does it come out?
I can't wait to see it. May 26th is my birthday, Memorial Day.
Okay, yeah, May 26th. Nice. We'll have to talk about it.
No.
Oh, and hell yeah!
PW, did you? Awesome. Did we ask you about your first movie?
No, you didn't. My parents were avid drive-in moviegoers when I was just a young tyke, and the actual first movie I remember at the drive-in is The Wizard of Oz.
Oh,
yeah. Is that how you came into being?
To this day.
Also, still Dad's favorite movie to this day. Like, that's Dad's favorite movie.
It's true. It's the best movie ever made. Yeah.
I think mine's totally different. I think my first movie that I can almost remember as a kid being taken to by my parents was a John Wayne movie when he was, I don't know, he was on a horse, he put the reins in his mouth, and he was riding at a lot of bad guys.
True Grit.
That's like every John Wayne movie.
You're talking about True Grit.
Yeah, that's True Grit.
Yeah, that was like at the end.
Fill your hand, mister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the interesting part about that, where I kind of remember it, was my dad took me. Long story short, or a little known fact, my dad is deaf.
He can't talk
or hear, which was interesting as heck to me. Like,
wait, that's not deaf. That's, isn't that mute? Mute?
That's deaf mute. As well.
Yeah. We dropped the mute part. We just say deaf.
Mute is that he can't speak. Deaf is that he can't hear.
Yeah.
Mike, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Did he bring you to put you to work, or did he just do it for your benefit?
No, I wasn't that efficient in signing.
Signing.
I was
so he did that strictly for you.
Or it amazes me to this day. Or he could have did it because he was guilty for trying to kill me. Okay, that's
it. Oh, okay. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that.
I'll take you to the movies if you're quiet about this, but
don't say that. Yeah.
I'm sure my parents would kill me multiple times.
All right. Our first 30-second text message.
I have to try and figure out how to answer
that
this.
That is really loud.
Answer it, Daddy.
I'm trying.
He's like, here we go. Button.
All right, we have to table the story about me getting killed now. We have to take a caller. Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Oh, please flush the toilet, please.
No. I don't think, I think they gave up.
Is this number from 360?
I have no idea.
Oh, wait, this is your Seattle friend.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and we were expecting a call.
I hope they try again.
From Aaron, he's out there in Seattle, where maybe they just, you know, the internet sort of cable company didn't take a long-distance phone call. We didn't pay a long-distance phone call bill. But we'll wait, and hopefully he call us back.
Ah, here we go.
So let's try it again.
All right. I don't know how to answer. There we go. All right, come on. All right.
Lick your fingers and here you go.
I'm trying to answer.
Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
Gosh.
Oh, man.
You know what? I really like the music.
Hear
that one more time.
Yeah.
This is really inane.
Exactly right.
Well, insane. This is really insane.
That too.
I have no idea what's going on, but I'm just going to send back that we're having phone issues. Yes, we should.
No, tell him to try once more. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I love that sound.
Yeah.
I think I can answer it this time.
Oh, yeah. Let's
I'm going to dance this song.
Tell me. I'm texting try again. All right. So while we do that, you guys talk among yourselves.
All right.
Or maybe I'll just tell you my story about my dad tried to kill me.
Yeah. Why did he try to kill you?
Hey, my dad, when I was little, I guess I was very little, like maybe this tall, 7, 8 inches, 12 inches. He's 6'3".
Okay.
So he took us out. He took me out to Daytona Beach. We was in the beach, in the water. He walked out to the water till it had to be up to his neck. He grabs me off his shoulders and just throws me into the water.
Wow. He did try to kill you.
Yes.
All right, here we go. I've actually answered this time.
Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
Hey, I'm sticking like springtime shining through the clouds because that weather's warming up.
That's nice.
All right. Is this our special guest,
Aaron? It is, yes.
This is Aaron. Yes. Hey, how you doing, my brother? Thank you for giving us a call. And we are happy that you give us a call. And we want to talk to you about your new ventures and your career. So this is Aaron. I'm not doing you justice, my brother. This is Aaron.
Yes, this is Aaron. Aaron Fury on the line. Thank you guys so much for talking with me. I appreciate it.
That's what I was trying to get. Aaron Fury, he has a new song that he just released last month sometime?
Yes, I put out a song 3 weeks ago, my first single, Grand Prix.
Oh, yeah. And our supporting sponsor out there, you're in Seattle, correct?
Yes, I'm in the Seattle area. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she had hit me up about that, and we wanted to try. She's going to try to use maybe some of your music in her fashion show. Now, folks, before you go any further, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just said yes. I'm so excited for that. You're right.
There you go. All right. So you're listening, or you're talking with the Spike on the Mic Show. We're located here in Tampa, Florida area, and we're glad that you gave us a call. We have what we like to call our resistance fighters here. We have and this is not a test. You won't have to remember their names. We have we have the Voice of Reason. We have PW. We have Hanging Chad, Gas Man, and a lovely Billy on the line. So at any time, they may jump out there and ask you some questions, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Right. I'd like to know what his musical background is, composition.
That is the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason has asked you that question?
Yes. So my musical background, I have been a performer since I was a kid. The first time was at talent shows. my mom and grandma pushed my little butt onto the stage, and I didn't want to, but because they saw that I had some talent. So I would perform in elementary school, local talent shows. I was in the choir class, and I started writing poems in junior high and high school. And then from there, I started becoming a professional DJ in my early teens, late 20s. And then I just started to transition into making my own songs because I had my own stories and own perspectives that I wanted to share. And then I just kind of started out with this song and said, let's see what happens.
All right. That's nice. So
that's how it's done.
That is mm-hmm. how,
yeah.
So you said you started as a kid. Now, Aaron, I'm looking at your profile. You still are a kid, aren't you? Now, you're still a young guy out there pushing that music, huh?
Yeah. I just remember when I was really young, I was doing some like old school Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson songs. I had the teen bop kind of sound and style. That's what I was pushing for. So I had to grow because now it's a little more, you know, adult rock and roll kind of edgy. So I had to grow and find my sound from that little kid I was.
Are you old enough to drink now?
Oh yes, definitely.
All right. Okay. All right. So you're not a kid.
Then you're not a kid.
Yeah.
You'll always be a kid.
Yeah. All right. Say a kid in your mind. That's all you got to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyone have any questions? I have said so your music that you just pushed out there. What would be the genre of that? Because you say you listen to rock and roll, Michael Jackson. What would be the genre of this new single?
I'm classifying it as alternative pop because my writing, because this music that I'm making, this project, I'm doing it all myself. So I wrote it, I'm producing the music, and I'm mastering it. But this song specifically is alternative. Lyrically, it's very pop because I like songs that are catchy with an interesting message, but the sound is so like a little bit of rock and roll, a little bit of soul. So I'd call it alternative because it's like a mashup.
Mm, okay. How long have you been in the business? How long it took you to make this particular song? Because I know there's a lot of haters out there saying, you know, dude, stick to your day job.
Yeah.
And so how would you handle that?
Yeah. Well, that's a good question. This first single, I feel, it's been a long time coming because for me, my musical process is the songs and the lyrics and the melody comes to me very quickly. It's just like the creation and the like business part of it is what takes a little longer. So I wrote the song kind of late last year. I wrote it in like 20 minutes. And then the formulation of the musical bed is what took a little longer because I didn't know. I had to come into, you know, what that sound of the song was and kind of getting through the haters. I used to always tell people about what I was going to do to kind of get feedback and permission. And only as of late is when I realized you don't need permission. You can just do it. And so I decided to make the song and then told like my really close people about it. And then for everyone else, I was just like, hey, here's a single. I just put it out because that hate can get in and can infect the process. So I just decided to just do it and kind of ask questions or ask for permission later.
I feel like that's how you know you're on the right path is if you have haters. Right, Billy?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is true. That is true. I have hate mail.
Yeah, we have haters on this show here. The people always calling in and saying things that
they hate me.
Yeah, or they would do it this way. That's the one thing you have to do as an artist or as an individual. Don't worry about somebody saying they would do it this way because you're doing it the way you want to do
it. Someone once told me never apologize for your craft. Just do it.
Right. Well, I gotta ask you not to apologize this, but you have to explain this. Okay, so I went out there on YouTube and I saw your single out there.
What'd you say?
What the heck do you have on your head?
So I have a helmet that I made. So for me, it's funny because entering the music game because I'm kind of like I guess they call it a multi-hyphenate. So I'm making music, but I'm kind of known over here in Washington for bottling And I used to DJ, and I was like this person that would show up at the clubs in these crazy outfits. And so that was kind of my like introduction in my state. So that outfit I made, I have this football harness that's like all covered in studs and spikes.
Yes, I saw it too.
Helmet. Yeah. I haven't seen it. Where do you go to see that?
Yeah, what's your professional name? How do we find it?
It's Aaron.
You find
Fury,
that online.
AARONFURY.
Aaron Fury?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, where do we find that video?
No,
it's on YouTube. I'm on, you can see the photo on Apple Music, Spotify. So I'm all the major streamers and distributors.
Okay. Aaron Fury. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess we just look up Aaron Fury on YouTube.
Yeah. He just,
looking up right now.
Just released it. And we hope to hear a lot more from you. All right, brother.
Yes. Yes, definitely. I have more music coming.
All right. Last thing.
I noticed. I listened to it today, and when it started, your voice at first sounded like Mark Knopfler.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Mm. Yeah.
Who is
Dire Straits?
Man.
Yeah, the guy in Dire Straits.
One of the greatest guitarists of all time.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Oh, that's okay. Huge.
Aaron's like, yeah. I'll Google it later. Hey, Aaron, you and me both, man. You and me both.
Yeah, don't worry, Aaron. I don't know who Darth Maul is either.
No. Mark Knopfler.
Darth Maul. Mark Knopfler. Are you kidding me? He won a great first
Just
name, number one.
To be clear, great, Aaron, your voice does not sound like Darth Maul.
Yeah,
no, not at all.
Dang it.
Dang it.
You're going to have to excuse us. You're on a show with a bunch of boomers and some Gen Xers. So we're all old itch.
So you'll get this then. So the visuals for that, for the single, I wanted to pay kind of homage to, like, the song was written with a message of just kind of like being cool, and it's actually a play about dating and courtship, but I wanted that picture to visualize like Mad Max, the movie Death Race.
Yes.
Death Race,
okay.
2000.
Yeah.
and then Speed Racer. So it's kind of like
yeah,
a play on
Speed
all
Racer,
of
these. Yeah.
That's, you're speaking to my generation. There you go.
I mean, we barely know how the internet works.
Yeah.
That's not true. That is totally not true.
All right. Well, listen, I want to tell you to keep up the good news, keep up the good work, and don't listen to what everyone else is saying. Do you, and get out of Seattle, because, you know, I don't know what the market is.
Dude,
over there.
No. Seattle's awesome. Let's all go to Seattle.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, we should all go to
Seattle. Pearl Jam is from. Come on, man.
Yeah. Nirvana, too, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
Aaron.
Yeah. Nirvana, too.
All right. So Aaron, I want you to apologize. I mean, I want to apologize for joining this show here and all the troubles that you had for getting on. We were having phone issues.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I don't know if Althea told you that this show is a little off the chain and crazy. So we hope we didn't hurt you too bad.
It.
All right.
No, I'm like that every day. So I fit right. Right. Thank you guys for talking
awesome.
With me. I love the show.
Yeah.
Hey, boss man, and we will be here.
Thanks, Aaron.
Hear more for you. Okay.
All right. Thank you. You guys take care.
All right.
Good luck, man.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I need to improve on my interviewing skills. Yeah, and be more prepared. But, you know, who am I? You guys know me. This is what I is. So I want to thank Aaron Fury for giving us, you know, our show. We need to come up with a placeholder where we have guests call in. We can put them on the Spike Hall Wall of Theater. We need to come up with a catchy name so we can say,
yeah,
this person was a guest show on the Spike on the Mic.
Yes.
So, yeah. So we they have the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Something like that. Yeah.
I just walked it.
Yeah, we could have a Hall of Fame, a Spike on the Mic Hall of Fame.
Shame.
Oh yeah, Hall of Shame. Yeah, that's even better. Yeah.
Shame.
That's your real one, man.
Yeah, I don't want to be cliche, as they like to say. But
yeah, that's too cute.
Yeah, really. All right, so let's do one topic before we do some more stuff. I don't know how we.
All right, here we go.
Topic changing music.
Here's an actual topic. Now that we've done a whole lot of other stuff on the Spike and the Mic Show.
All right. This topic goes straight to Gas Man, sort of. You guys heard noted country music star Eric Church?
Yes.
Well, this dude here, I don't even know who he is. He's a country music artist.
Never heard of him.
He is a Duke basketball fan. He is a
great, big country music artist.
I've never heard of him either.
He has a concert that he was supposed to do in San Antonio tonight. He canceled that doggone concert so he can watch the Duke UNC Final Four basketball game.
That's a fan. That's a fan. Canceled a money making gig.
It was a sold out concert.
Man, that's gonna be a lot of pissed off fans.
Yeah,
right.
You know, he could have taken some of that money and bought a VCR or some kind of like a
VCR.
Maybe just some of it. Not all of it. Just some of it.
Yes.
VCR.
For some of our listeners,
he could have rented a VCR for a week.
Be kind and rewind, everyone.
A VCR is a device that you used to be able to record on like a tape, video from a television or things like that.
Yes.
They don't exist anymore, or they do in antiquity.
Yes, I have you got your movies, millennials. You would rent a movie from a actual video store that came in the form of VCR, and you would be charged extra if you didn't rewind it prior to return.
All right, okay, boomer. Okay, I got you.
Hey, we're just explaining it to the millennials.
Of a VCR.
Yeah. TV?
Anybody? What's the modern day equivalent of a VCR?
Oh,
clicking.
DVR. DVR.
Clicking record on your TV set. Yeah.
Which is a DVR.
Yeah.
So, anyway, my question to the resistance fighters. He announced this on it was a sold out concert at AT&T Center that was slated for today. Damn. But he says, I'm canceling this concert because I want to watch this doggone basketball game, and fans have an option to receive their money back or go to a rescheduled concert.
Damn.
Resistance.
I hope they lose.
Resistance. Wait, man, hold on. Who is they? Who is they?
Duke? I don't know whoever he canceled for.
That's not Duke's fault.
Right. So I'm saying, like, would you be a fan of Eric Church going forward? I'll start out with you, Billy.
No.
All right, Hanging Chad.
I am a fan of Eric Church, but I don't know after this. And whoever he's rooting for, I'm rooting against them.
Ooh, all right, PWs?
Absolutely not. I have dropped people because they canceled because of rain. I'm never listening to those people again.
Jeez. And VCR, Voice of Reason.
Well, for one thing, I'm nobody's fan, except for you, Spike.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Oh, man.
But here's the thing about this, Spike. Here's what I don't think these artists realize. There are people who fly in. They buy tickets. They buy hotels. They buy tickets to these concerts. And you want to cancel people's plans that you made them technically make. Yeah.
Months ago. Months and months ago. Maybe even a year ago.
But Chad, like, I just flew to L.A. to see Dua Lipa last week. Let Dua Lipa cancel. I would be pissed.
And mad.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, whose art is it? Is it his art or is it belong to the fans?
The fans?
Okay, that's fine, but don't put out a schedule if you're going to cancel. Don't put out a schedule.
Well, the schedule was put out way before Duke made to the final. I mean, North Carolina and Duke made to the Final Four.
Not to mention.
You made a commitment.
Not to mention the owner of the venue.
Exactly.
Who is the guy who has to refund all of these tickets? You know,
I guarantee you, whatever contract they have, that venue owner has the ability now to sue him for canceling that. If he canceled because he was sick, that's one thing. But you're canceling just because you want to watch a basketball game? He's going to get sued like nobody's business.
All right. And so
I'd like to interject something.
Yes.
If he had any faith in his team, Duke, he never would have scheduled the concert in the first place.
Okay. Hold on. Let me. How'd you say that? He's a North Carolina fan. All right. That doesn't change your argument. Right. You're right about that.
he's not Duke. Sorry, Duke.
So, if he had any faith in his team, North Carolina, he never would have scheduled the concert in the first
place. So, Gasman, what say you on this scenario here? Now, if this was happening to one of your boys.
My head's been blowing up because he is not a Duke fan. He's a North Carolina fan. One of his biggest hits is called Carolina because he's a North Carolina fan. And
UNC. University. That's right.
The University of North Carolina sucks. They're the worst fans ever. Ooh. Eric Church is a bad person. Ooh. You don't let people down as a professional who paid to see you. You North Carolina fan, you're a bad person. You don't let people down who paid to see you you get the venue rented out, everything was based on you being there, and you cancel because you see your suck ass team.
Have we been cut off?
Now show us your hat.
I thought I was harsh.
Show us your hat.
Yeah.
Really? Blue Devil, baby. Jeez. Blue Devil. I've been a Duke fan.
Got a big
for
almost 50
years. So can I say something?
Go ahead, real quick.
So, please. Apparently, he came out with a statement yesterday that said, "Thank you, San Antonio, for letting me take my family to this game." They didn't let him. They all bought tickets to see him, and he just cut.
He's a garbage North Carolina fan. Like all garbage North Carolina fans are. North Carolina fans are terrible people.
To all our North Carolina listeners, I'm very happy that you are listening into it, and you are loved.
Yeah, and Duke rules in North Carolina. If you're a North Carolina fan, you suck.
Okay, thank you.
Can I ask a basketball team question?
Go ahead.
Aren't both teams associated with the color blue?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there's Carolina blue, and there's Duke blue. Carolina blue is the color of the sky, which is crazy because this thing. If God isn't a Carolina fan, why does he have Carolina blue?
It's Carolina so blue is something you would see at a gender reveal party.
Exactly. There you go. Thank you, Chad. You're right.
Or on a lady's slip.
At a lady's slip? Is that what you said?
Or a lady's nightgown.
Yeah. Do women still wear slips? That's a good question.
Can I read some of the tweets of fans that are mad about this?
Sure.
One tweet says, "Tell your friend Eric Church he owes me $460 for my hotel in San Antonio." Another one is $800 airfare for two from Miami to Austin, $950 car rental, $500 a night hotel on the river in San Antonio, $2,000 for two front row tickets, all for naught.
And I hope they lose.
If I had
done that, you know, like just like Chad said, if I had traveled across the country to see this person that I love, and then they just canceled to go to a basketball game, I would probably go home, delete all of his songs off of my playlist, and then I would just be done.
And you know how artists are always like, "I would like to thank my fans; they've done everything for me." Eric Church better never ever say that.
he just thanked them for letting him go to this game. They didn't let him.
He's going. By the way, I'd like to thank the cast of Spike on the Mic for allowing me to flip them the bird right now.
He still won't. I would love to see you actually do it.
No, I'm not going
to. Prince had a TV set up on the side of the stage, right? Prince was playing his shows, he would be on. If you saw Prince concert, he'd be on the side of the stage like this. He'd be watching the basketball playoffs while he was playing on stage.
Yeah, do
he
that.
Didn't turn his fans down. He didn't turn his fans down and not watch basketball.
He watched basketball
while he was doing his concert.
Yeah,
play the game. Play the game
on the monitors if you have to, but show up.
Exactly.
Right, so North Carolina fans are garbage.
Yeah, we got it. We got it.
All he should be arrested.
We're always kill him.
Yeah. Way to go, P-Dub.
All right, so just for that, let's round this down. Who are you rooting for, PW, North Carolina or Duke?
North Carolina.
All right. Billy's?
Duke.
Hey, Cat.
Tampa Bay Bucks.
This is probably the
same person here. Voice of Reason. Who are you rooting for? North Carolina or Duke? Knowing this story.
Knowing this story, I'm going to vote for the Ellingtons.
Why not? Hey, listen. We don't have that much time. We don't have that much time left. But PW, do you have a spike piece that you can throw real quick?
Oh yes. Let's go. All right, here comes some spike to piece theater. We have two of them. Here comes the first one.
And now, sit back and enjoy the critically acclaimed spike to piece theater. Sponsored by. insert name here. This week's episode, Schindler's List.
Let's see what I need from the grocery store. I need some eggs, some milks, some paper towels. Oh, and can't forget the hot sauce.
This has been another award-winning episode of Spike to Piece Theater.
That's ridiculous. You guys are ridiculous. Schindler's List.
All right. Here comes one more.
Jewish items.
All right, here comes one more.
And now, sit back and enjoy the critically acclaimed Spike to Piece Theater. Sponsored by Insert Name Here.
Today's episode, Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Welcome to Tiffany's Diner. What can I get you?
Let me have two eggs over easy.
Toast or biscuit?
Biscuit.
Home fries or hash browns?
Home fries.
Regular or decaf?
Regular.
Coming right up.
This has been another award-winning episode of
It was Tiffany's Diner. Welcome to Tiffany's, she said.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm rocking to Tiffany's. Okay. Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
All right. That was awesome. God damn it. Open up the hot sauce. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Aaron Fury for joining the show today.
Yeah.
And helping us talk about, so maybe we'll hear more about him. If he becomes somebody famous, we can say he was on the Spike Walk of Shame. We'll put him a star on there. So let's go around the room real quick and find out.
There's a lot of time left now.
Oh, there's a lot of time. Well, good. Well, then let's go around and talk about
what's up with us.
What was the PGA word of the day? Seems like everyone knew what it was. So I'll ask, I'm going to go on a limb. Hanging Chad. What was the big A word of the day?
Inane.
And I'll play it for you. It was
inane.
I'm going to guess. I think it's just something that's like not characteristic, very null, very blank, very. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know words. I don't know words.
I get words. All right, let's go. PW, you first one jumped out there. You say, what does inane mean?
It means silly, stupid.
Dumb.
Dumb, yeah.
All right. Oh. Voice of reason, inane.
Okay.
It's either you're surrounded by ain or you have no ain.
Damn. All right, and Gasman, your definition of inane?
Nothing. Men's of inane, useless.
Oh, okay. Well, Webster says the definition of inane means lacking significant meaning or a point.
There you go.
Synonyms.
You can get those at the mall.
Yeah, they're silly.
They're delicious.
Silly, empty, substantial.
Yep. See, silly.
Yeah, all right, so.
Is it closer to impertinent or wacky?
Neither of those things.
Neither.
Closer to one or the other.
Let's go around the room, ladies and gentlemen, ask, what stuck with you tonight? And I'll start out with you, Billy's. What stuck with you tonight?
North Carolina fans suck.
Yeah, really. Voice of reason, what stuck with you?
Complete mortgage analysis and checkup.
Well, yes, man. I mean, what stuck with you?
Eric Cage is a garbage North Carolina fan.
Holla, you ain't never lied. Ain't hanging Chad?
That PW is a fan of the Yellow Brick Road.
Yes.
I missed that.
Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
PW, what's the first move?
Go Duke.
Yeah! Go Duke!
And what stuck with me is that I have to do a better job at interviewing people when they call. If not, it is what it is.
Hey, wait. Who are we who are we rooting against at this basketball game?
North Carolina. Can we give a shout out to Aaron Fury at the end of the show?
Yes, Aaron.
Shout out to Aaron Fury. Spike on the mic. One.